A rising tide of anger is growing in Europe against the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. The Vienna leg of worldwide protests saw thousands come out against the proposed law. The protesters say it was not properly thought through.
ACTA is written in a way that every country can interpret it in its way. So we don't know what to expect, what makes it so problematic.
Opponents of ACTA, however, are calling it much worse than similarly proposed laws in the United States that were recently put on hold because ACTA, they say, dictates international behavior and could affect countries that didn't even sign it. One general concern is that it could be used as a tool during trade agreements with smaller and less powerful states.
Because it could probably act as a role model to future treaties that are going to be made up in the same way as this one, in the secrecy, without consulting the public organizations, non-government organizations.
The Act has two major provisions, and the first deals with copyright infringement. And here is where the vague language is causing major concern, since ACTA, opponents say, can force internet companies to basically spy on a user's activities, invading their privacy among many other communication ramifications. But it's the second part of the Act that spells trouble for poorer countries.
So if you want to fight AIDS, for example, in Africa, you need a generica because the people cannot afford the patent medicines. So this is a big, big issue for us, and we still don't know exactly what will happen if, for example, a ship with generica will be in a harbor of the European Union.
Under current international trade law, should there be an outbreak of a disease in a country and the only company that makes the cure has it patented and refuses to sell it at a reasonable cost, the country can break patent and produce a cheaper generic version. But ACTA makes this much more difficult. So far, over 2 million signatures in an online petition have been gathered to stop the law from being adopted. More and more countries who initially signed onto the agreement are recusing themselves, even while others continue to attempt to push it through.
Stop ACTA!
The cold weather sweeping across Europe has done little to cool the tempers or the resolve of a number of stakeholders, a growing movement against a new and proposed law that they say isn't just about taking care of security and safety on the internet, curtailing piracy, among other things. It's taking away the people's freedom. Fabian Peer, Press TV, Vienna.